Does anyone need a break? Water or bathroom or anything? Do you need paper and pen? Oh, you're fine. Okay, so today we... Let me ask... I know what I want to talk about, but does anyone have any feedback or anything they want to share from the yoga or the meditation? And if you don't have, that's fine. You don't have, you're not forced to talk. But do you have something to say? You're good? Okay. Does anyone have any special requests from whatever we talked about the last time? Did they practice anything? And okay, one of the things we talked about last time was all that you need or you could ever ask for, you already have it in you. Ayurveda. Okay? Ayurveda is the science of life, or the wisdom of life. Ayu means life, and Veda means knowledge, wisdom, or science. Sanskrit is an interesting language. We have words. So what happens is when we are not feeling well, when we don't feel good, whatever we could ask for should be in our kitchen. Our kitchen should have whatever makes us happier. But normally, in today's world, when we don't feel well, what do? We go to either computer or television.
Or eat.
No, if you're not feeling well and you eat, that is okay. That is good. You should go to your kitchen. That is a good thing to eat. Or we go for our medicines, and where are the medicines kept? In the bathroom. Because medicine chest is in the bathroom. And the things that are supposed to make you feel good should not be in your bathroom. It should not be in your toilet. They should be in your kitchen.
Yeah.
So your food should be your medicine. And your medicine should be your food. Okay? So you have to know your body. But in order to know, like when we have kids, and this is what our parents did, and I'm just guessing that we do this to our kids, and our kids hopefully will not do this to their kids, is what they think is good for themselves, that they tell the kids that this is good for you. Like children, they like to eat sweets. How many of us know children who like sweets? Why? Because the brain is growing. The only food the brain can take is sugar. Yes. We tell our children, eat broccoli.
They say no.
They say no, because children don't need broccoli.
Yeah.
Grown-ups need broccoli.
Oh, yeah.
So things that are bitter. So there are five types of food. Sweet, salty, hot, pungent, and astringent. Okay, so astringent and pungent food, like bitter food, okay, like cacao, like tea, dark coffee, these are good for adults, not for kids. Kids need a lot of milk and sugar because the brain needs to grow. We need less of it. We also need it, but we need less of it. So important thing is to understand your body. And when you are feeling hot, to have cold food. That doesn't mean ice cream, because ice cream is not cold food. It is heat generating food. So if you are feeling rough today, so have soft food. So to understand these things, okay? How am I feeling today? And according to that, eat a food that will take that feeling away. If the way you're feeling is not good, then eat what makes you feel better. But this is what we need to remember, because we have not trained ourselves. Is, am I eating from an emotion or am I eating from physical hunger? To remember that. If I'm eating from an emotion, that is perverted eating. That will make us more sick. So food that comes from that perverted eating makes us sick. But if food is filling your physical hunger, then that food will make you stronger and healthier. So there, according to Ayurveda, there are 10 qualities of food. Warm and cool. So some food make you feel warm, some food make you feel cool. Some food make you feel heavy, and some food make you feel light. So heavy and light is another quality, opposite. Moist and dry. There are food that make you sweat and there are food that make you dry. Think of foods that would be drying. What food would be drying? Very common American food. Corn. Corn is a drying food. Popcorn. Yeah? Corn is very drying. What food would be moist? Cheese. Cheese is moist food. Mobile and stable. So which food would be more mobile? Oil. Oil would be more mobile. Sharp and dull. Hard and soft. Gross and subtle. Dense and flowing. Rough and smooth, cloudy and clear. Okay, so I'm just introducing these qualities to you, and then we will get into the details of that. Okay, and not everything is good for everyone. The things that are usually good for the mother may not be good for the child. The things that are good for the father may not be good for the mother. But in olden days, this is what was. I cooked it and you're going to eat, because there are some starving kids in India. So eat. Right? So we feel like that. But think about it. If your body is not feeling it, don't force yourself. And before we get into the physical food, what is the biggest food we feed ourselves? Emotional food. What are the things you tell yourself? I am not good enough. Do I really deserve it? I want it. We want things, and the things we want sometimes we don't get. And why don't we get what we ask for? Because do we believe we deserve it too? So that is important to know, that the food, more important than physical food, is emotional food. And before the emotional food, what is it? Mental food, the noise in our life, the distraction, politics, religion, feeling my religion isn't good enough, I need someone else's religion. Your religion is good for you. If it feels good for you, it's good for you. If it doesn't feel good for you, fine, go find something that's good for you. But mental food. And what happens, because we are all creatures of habit and we are all actually children. We are all children. You may say, I'm 50 years old, I'm 40 years old, I'm 30 years old, but actually everybody is a child. And the child is so busy taking care of everyone else and being the adult, that when we get into resentment, When we don't get what we feel we need right now, then inside we are crying. And when you're crying within yourself, what's happening? You're creating more space in between your cells. Let me tell you this fact. This is a scientific fact, okay? The number of cells in your brain, in the lens of your eye, in your heart, and the number of fat cells in your body is the same number of cells that when you were born. So I'll say it again. The number of cells in your heart, the number of cells in your brain, the number of cells in your eye lens, and fat cells in your body. They never increased since we were born. And you'll be like, that's not true. The baby's heart is only this small. This is the size of a baby's heart. And now your heart is this big, the size of your fist. Okay? Your fist is the size of your heart. So how did it happen? The cells stretched, but the number of cells are still the same. The cells expanded and became this. But it is the same. And similarly, our fat cells are the same number of cells since we were born. And you'll be like, that's not possible. I was this small, and now I'm this big. It's just that the cells expanded, and space in between the cells is full of something called fascia. F-A-C-I-A. Fascia. How many of you eat meat or have seen meat? Okay? In the meat, do you see that white stuff around the chicken? The white stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That is fascia. That's what we have in our body too. It's a thin fiber like this, like a fabric. So in the morning when you wake up and you stretch, you do your yoga, what happens? All that fascia dissolves. But you don't, like, what do animals do? The first thing they do when they get up is stretch.
Yeah.
All animals stretch, right? Only the human animals don't stretch because we have to run to the bathroom and have some coffee and go to work.
Yeah.
But you should stretch every morning. Do this, do this, do this, come down, do this, bend, come down. Do as much as you can, but do it in your bed. If you are late, you'll be late by 5 minutes, five more minutes, it's okay. But this fascia, because if you stretch it, it will dissolve completely. It dissolves completely. There's no more fascia. Because when you are sleeping, the fascia is built. So what happens is if you don't do your stretches every day, so yoga is not only when I go to my yoga class. Yoga is something you do every day because every day your human body should be connected with your spirit body. Would you agree? Every day? So you do your yoga every day, okay? And what happens is when you do this, when you do your yoga every day, that fascia gets dissolved. But if you don't do it, if you don't do your stretches every day, then it just gathers, you know, like yesterday's fascia over today's fascia over tomorrow's fascia, and they will build, 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 build. And that is what becomes this, it's called visceral fat. So this fat goes and clings to all the organs. So if you have your heart, okay, and your heart is, a healthy heart is going like this. Okay, and it has fascia on top of it. The heart is going like this. It's not able to move. Your lungs are expanding, you're breathing. But it has this fascia built over it, which has now become visceral fat over time. So the lung is only doing this much or just doing this much as it can under the pressure of that. So when you look at fat animals, you know, and it's like this yellow fat that you see, which we take out and we throw, we don't eat it when we are cutting it. That is the visceral fat wrapped around our organs. So I'm not trying to scare you. It's a fact. And that is why our organs become slow and lethargic over time. Like your kidney, this is the size of your kidney, okay? And over your kidney, there is the structure, okay? Which is not too much, it's this much. That's your adrenaline glands. So when we were doing our cobra pose, we are squeezing our kidney. We are massaging our adrenaline glands. So do you think you should do your cobra every day and stay over there? Just for one breath, come back down, rest, rest. Again, come back up, go into your cobra. Maybe try to look back a little bit. That is how you squeeze. And you'll be like, oh, I forgot to do my cobra this morning because I was late. But if you're sitting in your chair and you can do this right now. Just do this. Do you feel the squeeze on the other side?
Yeah.
Of your lower back? Do this on the other side. Pretend you're picking cherries, you're picking a peach, and there's a squeeze. Okay, come back. And suddenly, ah, it feels good over there, right? It's squeezing the adrenaline glands, you know? So you don't go through. How many of you have heard of people who have adrenaline fatigue? They're like always tired. There's this adrenaline, because they have overexerted that, trying to do too many things. Too many things in the planner, too many things in the schedule. It's because those glands are not pumping anymore. They are like this sad. So do this, you know? Just pick your cherries, pick your peach. Sure, you can pick a waffle or a bacon, I don't care. But pick something in this sideways stretch. Sideways stretch. So when you do this, your opposite kidney and opposite adrenaline gland get squeezed. And just, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good. And then rest. Don't do like 10, 20. Do a few and then rest. Feel the benefits of that stretch. Okay? So that is one thing to remember. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the thing most people talk in the New Age world, at least in Southern California? Balance, work-home balance. Work-life balance, you know? You know, personal relationship and professional relation balance. Balance, 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 right? We always talk about balance, right? Everybody's talking. We need a balance, you know, we need a balance. You know what was that balance? That sunbird that you were doing. And what did I tell you when we were doing the sunbird? Hold your core. You know, when you're trying to do and your belly's like flopping, and in your mind, you should see yourself wearing this tight jeans and zip it up. Zip up the tight jeans and hold it for that second. Suddenly you can stand over there. You can stand on one knee and one hand. You can stand on one knee and one hand. And guess what? You're the sunbird. You can do it in the morning. You can do it at night. You can do it before bed. And suddenly you're like, I feel good now. Balance. And what is your abdomen? Your seat of power is called the solar plexus. This is where all the digestion happens. This is where all the fire is. One of the things, one of the words in English language is bored. I get bored, right? We say, in India, we do not have a word called bored because we are a poor country. We are always trying to do something, you know? So there is no, so if in India, if you want to say bored, we say the word bored in English. With our language. But think about it, okay? I will show this again. Okay, so when you are in this place, you know, you're like, okay, today I did not make it to the cat cow, okay? But that's okay. You are over here, and your knees are hip width, okay? My hip is slightly wider, okay? But still, these are the psoas bones, and right muscles, and right underneath that. So just because my hips are like this, I don't stand like this. I am straight. And then you come down, and your hands should not go like this or like this. They should be beneath your shoulder, whatever is comfortable. So shoulder blades are like in a proper position. And now I take my weight and put it in this hand. And this hand is
here. I can keep it like this. It's comfortable. Then you take your foot back, drag it on the floor, and lift it up. And now you are here, and your hand is here. And you don't have to stay here for 5 minutes. One breath, and then come back. One breath. And when you're doing this, guess what happens? The fire in your belly is working. You're feeling hot. You feel warm, don't you? When you're doing this, you don't have to twist your body like a pretzel. Just that much. The fire got started. It's like the pilot. It got started. And some of you are like, I need to remove my sweater. Because you're warmer now. And when you feel warmer over here, people cannot BS you. Because normally when people tell you something, like, maybe they are right. No, you have a conviction within yourself. You have faith within yourself. I am right. Why? Because I did my sunburn this morning. You think this is hard? Diabetes is hard. You think this yoga is hard? Blood pressure is hard. Cancer is hard. All the other horrible diseases outside is hard. Yoga is very easy. And no one can do this for you. You can have the financial advisor, you can have the lawyer, you can have the doctor, you can have the gardener, you can have the cook, you can have the maid. They can do everything for you, but yoga only you can do for you. You can't tell someone else, meditate for me. You meditate for yours. You can't tell someone else, can you do yoga for me? No. You have to do it for you. This body, only this lifetime. Yes, there is previous life. Yes, there is future life. But I don't remember. And I don't care about the future if I don't have now. So focus on your now. So although you cook something and you don't feel like eating it then, don't eat. More than anything, okay? I'll give you some simple things. Okay, we have gone a little bit, 15 minutes overboard, so I'm sorry, but I will wrap it up. Or maybe 10 minutes, I don't know. Oh, no! We can go on for 15 more minutes because you two ladies were late. So I'd ask them. So here is the thing, okay? Before you go to bed, now it is winter, okay? Maybe you will say, and I will go through the doshas next time, but you may say like, oh, like in summer, people have ice cream, right? Because they say it's hot, so I'll have something cold, okay? Mm-hmm. But ice cream actually makes you hot. It makes you hotter, right? How many of you would agree that after having ice cream, because what is ice cream? The first thing, calories, right? Tons of calories. But now it is winter, okay? And you go to sleep and you turn on the heater and you sleep. But here are some things you need. I'll ask you a question, okay? If you're feeling cold from inside, if someone is feeling cold from inside and you put 15 blankets on them, do they still feel warm? No. No. You cannot, because inside you're cold. So inside you have to make yourself warm, okay? How do you do that? I'm sorry?
I said drink tea.
Drink tea, yes. Yes, you can drink tea. But some people may not be able to take caffeine. And at night we feel more cold but at night you don't want to take caffeine before bed. So what do? Milk, here's a simple recipe. Take a little bit of milk, okay? Warm it up, add some turmeric in it. Do you know what is turmeric?
Yeah.
Yes. Curcuma? That's what you say, right? What is turmeric in Spanish? Curcuma?
I think it's turmeric.
No.
Yeah.
Turmeric is English. Curcuma is Spanish.
Yeah.
Yes. Put some pepper, cinnamon, and honey. If you can find raw honey, that is best. But if you take this, you will never have phlegm. Phlegm is cough. What this does, this combination of turmeric, cinnamon, black pepper, and honey in milk will warm up your body and keep your blood circulating. Women are usually cold in their hands and feet, right? It's because of estrogen. Because as long as we have estrogen in our body, the body says, oh, I need to be over here because we need to have babies. So blood is always flowing over here into our womb area. So hands and feet are cold for women. The husband will be telling, I need the fan. And the lady will be saying, man, I'm cold. Turn off the fan. This is a common fight in the bedroom. Turn on the fan, turn off the fan. And it is because of this poor blood circulation. So this is something that will help you. And when you have good blood circulation, you will not be that hungry when you wake up in the morning. Yes. Why? Because if the blood is only over here, then it is eating up all the things that you need. So you eat a lot of food, you don't have much energy, it is because of this. The two things that will kill people, lack of circulation and inflammation. All diseases come from inflammation and lack of circulation. Name one disease that does not come from these two. We can say stress, but stress is caused because of this inflammation. The space in between the cells keep expanding. We do not get new fat cells. Our fat cells are still the same, but this fat cell has inflamed, and so the energy is not flowing. Would you believe you are energetic beings? Would you agree? You have, okay? So what happens? Think of a battery, you know, like in a car battery. What is happening? There are all these cells, right? And the energy flows from one to the other, and so the battery can send the, you know, you can have Christmas lights, whatever, okay? The car runs. But if there's one cell in between which is not conducting the energy, so it's a dead battery, right? So you have to replace that one cell. We have to replace that cell and put another cell, and suddenly it's working, right? Same thing in our body. So all these cells are next to each other. And if one cell is inflamed and there's a congestion and the energy is not flowing, we are feeling weaker. So guess what? Now the neighboring cell also doesn't have energy, and the neighboring cell also doesn't have energy. It's because of that. Because there's a blockage, there's an inflammation. It's just like what we can see from the surface. You know, we get bruises, so the blood is not flowing over there. Internally also we get that. So you need circulation. And turmeric is a magic root that increases circulation and reduces inflammation. So if nothing you get from today, do your Surya Chirya, the sun bird, for balance, and turmeric. And it's nice to have it before you go to bed, because then you sleep better, and when you sleep better, you wake up better, and when you wake up better, you have a better day. Would you agree? It's so simple. And in winter, you can add cinnamon and pepper, and summer if you don't. Like in Ventura, we have good weather, so it's okay. I mean, like the whole year we can do it. But in very hot places, maybe you don't want to add pepper and cinnamon in summer. So if you're traveling to Hawaii or Mexico and you're like, oh, Kaya told me I need to do this, and then you're like sweating in bed and you can't sleep because you're too hot. So maybe in summer you can have it in cold milk. But in winter you can have it in warm milk. But here you can have it in warm milk all the time. But food should always be the body temperature. I know a lot of people say, oh, have ice, you will lose weight.
Ice.
Yeah, people say have ice and chilled drinks, so your body will need to warm it up so it will burn calories. Haven't you heard that?
No.
Oh, even 20, I'm glad you didn't hear it. That is so wrong. That is so wrong. People say, oh, have ice because your body will burn calories to heat up the, oh, in Texas, I heard.
Texas. Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
No, but no, that is wrong. In the corporate world, they talk like that, okay? So don't, okay? You will not, anything when you have cold in your body, the cells go like,
yeah.
And so similarly, when you say bad things about yourself to you, who hears it first? You. So if you believe in God, I will just use the word God. If you don't believe in God, I will talk about something else. But if you believe in God and you believe, because I know that you all come from that Christian faith, your God is your divine father. So you are a divine child. Your divine father did not have a sinning child. Your divine father has a very divine child. So that sinner thing, stop it, drop it. Or else you are a sinning child and your father is also a sinning father. And that is not a nice thing, right? So believe that you are divine. And when you get angry at someone, and I don't care if it is a politician or whoever, somebody who was not nice to you, that anger, that angry thought first hits you. Maybe you're a polite person and you will never say it. But you will first be affected by your angry thought. So write, sing, or exercise. And you will, oh, I didn't bring my shoes, so I can't exercise right now. Sing a song, nobody will hear you. And if there is, I will give you two prayers. The easiest prayer is thank you. Just thank you. Thank you. That's enough. Gratitude. And the other universal prayer is, may all beings be well and happy. May all beings be well and happy. When you say that prayer, may all beings be well and happy, you are one of the beings. And it's not just human beings and animal beings and celestial beings, and it's all beings, plant beings and worm beings, all beings. All beings be well and happy. So, I am going to pass a stick and we'll start with you. So tell me at least one thing that you got out of today.
I learned that yoga isn't just like an exercise, it's something that's personal and it depends on who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that I could meditate and focus on one thing. That would drive me crazy.
Okay.
I think one of the biggest things I got, which I wrote a note on, is like kind of, it's kind of a little bit political, but not much. It's the head of the nation,
mm-hmm.
country right now, what they're facing,
mm-hmm.
which is like everybody's wondering why like Donald Trump does what he does and
mm-hmm.
why he's the way he is. And
mm-hmm.
one thing I kind of realized right now is that like the reason he doesn't eat better and he doesn't do exercise and he doesn't meditate is because he can't pay somebody to do it, you know? And
yeah,
and I kind of like just came to that realization, like this is the way he is, this is the movement he's leading, is get somebody to do it for you, you know? Get, you know, if everything he has is something he could pay for, you know? He doesn't have anything that he can't pay for. He doesn't have respect, he doesn't have loyalty, he doesn't have health, he doesn't have, like, he doesn't have acceptance, he doesn't have anything that you can't pay for, you know? Everything in his life and everything he's surrounding himself, he's paying for, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it because they want money too, you know? They want
mm-hmm.
some sort of power and money or currency or something, you know, like, to their benefit that is not earned, you know? It's just like, kind of like, I'm in this position, let me just get it, you know? And I think that's like something that, like, we could all, you know, benefit from learning, like, within ourselves, you know? Like, that's something that I'm gonna, like, tell my friends about, you know, I'm gonna tell them, hey, look at it, I learned something. This is this, and we have to follow this other path, you know, because ultimately, like, he's trying to get acceptance, and he's trying to be respected, and nobody wants to respect him. Only the people that respect the money or respect the power, but nobody that has any kind of understanding of compassion or patience or understanding or any of that stuff is gonna be on his side, you know, and gonna say, oh, let me follow your workout plan. Well, I don't work out, you know, or let me follow your self-realization plan, you know, I don't have one, you know. He's like, I'm happy. Why? Because you have a gold-plated room, you know, like, why are you happy, you know, like, you know, it's the track record too, you know, and you could see it from the past, and now it's all exposed, and I kind of like, and then secondly, I don't know, I'll just be real quick.
No, you can take, you can say three things, you know, you can say five things, because some...
Yeah. Secondly is I did a post on the depression the other day. I don't know if you've seen it. It was just a video I shared.
Okay.
And it was saying that depression is you know, there's a way out of it. You know, that you could do meditation and yoga and exercise and go socialize and do something rather than just keep taking pills that the doctor's giving you, because I've been prescribed stuff before, and I'm like, I can't take this. It's making me feel, like, empty. So a lot of people are choosing a different path, even if it's taking the pill in case of emergency, but then you got a lot of people taking 3 or 4 or 5 pills a day, you know, or however much they have to medicate themselves to get through the day. And I got a lot of negativity from it. A lot of people were commenting. Well, there was a lot of comments. There was positive stuff too, but a lot of people were commenting like, "I'm mad at that. I'm mad at you for posting this. I'm not. You know, people need this in their life. They don't have any other option but to take medicine, and they have to do it because of the chemical imbalance in their brain." And it's a scientific fact that there's a chemical imbalance and they have to take this medicine or else. And then the one lady, she said, oh, I have to take this medicine for the rest of my life and I just have to deal with it. And I'm just like, okay, well, I don't agree with that. Like, I'm going to tell you, like, there's another way. And even other ladies said, I respect that people taking more medicine because they need it. It's a fact that their chemical imbalance is wrong, and I'm just like, well, being happy is also a chemical imbalance, you know, or being sad or being angry, or all these are defined as chemical imbalances because it changes your balance in your brain. So wouldn't that be the same for depression or anxiety or anything? And I had to teach myself that for anxiety. So one thing today that I kind of opened my mind to is that when they were giving me that anger, that hate, it actually is going to make them more depressed or more angry or more upset, because their hate or their anger, it hit them first, you know, like you said, it hit them first. And I'm like, well, if you deal with this, then just understand. And I had to change the momentum on them, because I noticed that, and I was like, what you're saying to me is actually gonna hurt you more. You should actually just entertain yourself and say, oh yeah, being happy could make me feel better while I have to take a pill. Then that alone would change your outlook and say, well, maybe I could take one less pill right now because I already made myself happy. So I don't need to be happy at the moment. Maybe later I'll see if I have to do that. And they just couldn't understand it. You know, it was just kept giving me that negativity. And I'm like, I don't feel negative by that, but I understand you feel negative about that. And if I gave them negative back, then it would have just made me feel more negative, you know. And I was like, I feel like I don't want to feel negative right now, you know.
No,
so,
it's a choice. Just like feeling happy is a choice, feeling sad is a choice too. And you know, this imbalance, the word that we use, So how many of you are going to do the sunbird every day?
Three
yeah.
Awesome. Three is awesome. You do it once. You do even once a week, you know? I mean, do it
oh,
7 days.
7 days.
But
right.
She can do it 3 days.
Oh.
Good, you know? So at least she will remember, you know, okay, 3 more days in this week. I better do it every day, you know? And then she'll like, well, I did it for 3 days and I could, and it took me only 2 minutes, so I can do some more, you know? So it's like, because the promises to yourself, no one is watching.
No.
Yeah, only you. Only you. It's that choice. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Stephanie.
Thank you. Oh, revisiting the power of breath.
Uh-huh.
And thank you again for that. It always just gets focused back and stretching,
mm-hmm.
opening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And repelling resentment is a great, you know.
Yeah.
It's like kryptonite, go away.
I like your words. Kryptonite, yeah. Yeah.
For me, it's just to understand how you feel and eat what you need.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's what I want to work on.
Yes, and food should come from physical hunger. Physical food should come from physical hunger. Emotional food should come from emotional hunger. Mental food should come from mental hunger. But physical food should be only because of physical hunger, not emotions. You know, my son used to say, I'm full, I can't eat anymore. Can I have some ice cream? There's always room for dessert. Always room for dessert, you know?
Yeah.
And then I found out that, yeah, a lot of people do that. They can't eat the food anymore because they're full, but room for dessert.
Yeah.
That is emotional eating. That's not physical eating. I mean, like when you're 7, you can do it. Maybe when you're 17, you can do it. But when you're 27, suddenly you'll be like, I don't know. And then you're 37, and you're like, mm. And then you're 47, and then, mm. But we got into habits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is my first time coming here.
So thank you.
I heard a lot. Yeah, how to stretch.
How to stretch.
I'll be coming down.
Good. Thank you
I'll
so much.
I'll be stretching with my husband too.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. So what I got out of this today was what sparkled for me today was that so many things. Now I'm feeling overwhelmed, so maybe I should sing a song. Okay. It's the biggest thing to see is your honesty, you know? Is to see that, because it's Sunday morning, you could be sleeping, right? You could be doing something else and you have come from so far away. And making me want to do this more. So I will be doing, not now, but I will be doing a Saturday evening too, 6 to 8. I'll be doing 6 to 8 on Saturdays and Sunday mornings, because a lot of people have been telling, oh, Sunday morning I can't come, because I know, you know, Sunday morning. So I said, okay, we'll do Saturday night too. So doing more, you know, that keeps me aligned with who I am and what my purpose is. So thank you to each of you for allowing me to, you know, live my purpose. And the reason I try to teach is because I have a voracious appetite to learn. And only when I learn, I get better. So it's a two-way street. So I'm teaching only to learn. Because before I open my mouth in front of you, I have to figure things out on my own, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... so thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we will meet again next week, same time.